All right, this is Keeping It Real with Nari, Fiona, and Greg. Greg.
No!
What are you drinking tonight?
Nickelbrook Brewing Company.
Good
you
job.
Guys thought I was gonna. I was freaking there talking about nipples all the time, and then I thought I was gonna say Nipplebrook Brewing Company, but it's Nickelbrook Brewing Company. Chili tins.
Went from nipples to tits. Oh my god!
Holy tits, McGee! Jesus, goddamn! It's a New Zealand style IP.
What are they doing in New Zealand, Greg?
I know. Well, they got chili tits. I don't know what the hell it is. God damn.
That makes it chinipoli.
Yes. Okay, stop it. Jesus. Nickelbrook Brewing Company. New Zealand style IPA. I got to take my glasses off to read it now. My eyes are watering. I'm laughing. Okay, so its color is Tropical Dream. I don't know. It looks like a
beer.
It looks like a beer. Like I'm colorblind anyways, for God's sakes. But it tastes frosty kiwi and crusher. I don't know what the crusher means, but I do kind of taste a little bit of kiwi in it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. Yeah, it's a nice one. Another one for the porch for Veranda Beach. It's a nice
on Pine Street.
On Pine Street.
Stop by. We'll probably have beer.
We'll have some nipples and beer.
I feel like it's ironic that I would choose Frisky Beaver.
Right after the nipples.
To match your nipples.
Oh, right after Chili Tits, we got Frisky Beaver.
Oh, God. Badass Baco.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Anyways, Baco Frisky Red. Sound boys get a little Anyways, Frisky Beaver is Norfolk, so Port Dover, Radical Road. They do some nice wines and fun titles. So there you go. You can't go wrong with
how
a
ironic
noir.
They were both on the same podcast.
I know. Oh, it's gosh. Like, what the hell happened
good.
There?
That was good planning. Yeah, oh man,
jeez Louise.
Oh man. So, and we're done. That's all.
Yeah. Nobody wants to listen to that. Drop. You know,
mic drop.
Greg loses it. So we're talking about sabotaging your metabolism tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, you can do it a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Oh, notes.
What is metabolism?
Metabolism. Oh gosh, metabolism. Oh, there's a science-y thing.
Yeah.
It is all the calorie metabolic processes of your body, like this, like you could go on and on and on,
you know,
and it is like a thermostat of your body because you know it's like you know calories come in, calories go out, but your metabolism is
heat, right? Yes. It's that heat range,
and I guess based on what you do, like either what you eat, what you do with
goes
in
up,
the
goes
gym,
down. Yep,
yeah,
yep, yeah. The more muscle mass you have, the more your body burns.
I laugh
burns.
When we do our course; it's the most boring part of the.
Yeah, but everybody's like, "How do I raise my metabolism?"
Oh my god, how do I raise my metabolism? Oh my god.
Okay.
But like, how do I do it?
First of all, there are no supplements out there that will really help you out without causing serious harm. Like, you know, those old, remember the, like, ephedra?
Oh,
like,
ephedrine, yeah.
Pull up your heart, go for it.
Yeah, let's go for it. Take out four of those and boom.
Because so there are things that you are...
Yeah, make your eyeballs wiggle. Yeah, it's like, Jesus, yeah.
That's a new one. I didn't. Is that a side effect, like on one of those commercials?
Make your eyeballs wiggle.
If your eyeballs are wiggling,
it's
you may
than
have...
having shit that looks like coffee grounds.
Go there.
A little bit of anal leakage, yes, yeah. Remember those ones?
Yes.
Could cause anal leakage. Like, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to take that. Okay,
like,
okay,
you over good. Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyways, speaking of things, you don't eat enough. Ways you can sabotage your metabolism. You don't eat enough. People think that cutting calories is going to fast track their metabolism.
No, it doesn't.
But it doesn't. All it does is make your body really efficient at working at less calories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Samboy's going for more notes. So, in all my years of nutrition coaching, I've never told somebody to eat less.
No, it's always
ever.
Eat more.
And we're I was always like, oh, I eat too much.
How do you know how much is enough?
Well, so that we did have in one of our emails, you could put in to figure out your basal metabolic rate. So, you put in your weights, your age, and how active you are. And it came up with a number. So, it said for me, because I thought I should see, and it came up with 1,668 calories is what I need to
just to maintain.
Just to maintain. But I feel like that's not enough, right? Like,
it's a little low. It sounds like a lot low.
Like, yeah,
it's, you know, it sounds low.
And it's funny because I was at a Rotary meeting and I ordered the Blues Burger and a salad. Mm-hmm. And
big ass combo.
I could have had two burgers. Delish. It is delicious. It the is. Blues Burger at Dev's is fantastic. Mm-hmm. But the Al beside me said, "Oh, well, you're gonna eat that?" I'm like, "I'm gonna eat it all." I said, "I can eat it."
Absolutely.
Okay. Hell
she
yeah.
Ass at every, like, half the time she eats more than I do half the time.
I love food. So you mm-hmm. don't eat enough. I always.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever told somebody to cut back.
I've never told somebody to stop eating.
I know I've never
cut back on calories.
No,
I change what they're eating.
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? It's what you're eating, not as much as.
So how does fasting affect your metabolism?
Oh, here's one of those things. Yeah. It's like, again, like with all things nutrition, it depends. The problem with fasting is if you're not eating good stuff.
Yeah. While you're eating.
A lot of times what happens when people fast, when they're done that fast, right? They're doing a 24-hour fast. They get done that 24-hour fast and they just grab whatever's and just start shoveling it, right? And that's not right.
The quality of your calories counts.
Yeah, it's, mm-hmm. it is for sure.
So, and I don't recommend fasting for women because it can mess with your hormones.
Yeah.
So for men, it tends to be fine because, you know, it's just, I mean, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
But you could also, the problem with fasting, I mean, it's kind of a sidetrack, but you could fast and actually lose muscle mass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So because you're not eating enough protein, because usually what happens when people fast is they say, okay, well, I'm going to eat in this window. They tend to go for, you know, cheap, easy carbs because they need to eat. But they are.
And they taste a lot better, right?
Because, no, steak is damn delicious.
Well, no, it is. But
carbs, you're not going
to But the carbs are easier to get to.
Easier to get to quickly.
Convenience of it,
I guess. And so fasting, carbs, in theory, like, it does work in terms of, like, you know, controlling your, you know, insulin and leptin and all those things that are involved in digestion. But if you're prioritizing, if you're not prioritizing protein, you're losing muscle mass.
Yeah, if you're going for the junk food, it's not gonna matter.
Yeah. So fasting doesn't help your metabolism if you're not eating enough protein, which is on the list. But let's get to other things first.
Yeah.
So you skip meals. So I guess related to fasting, if you're skipping meals, like if you're putting a big gap between your meals and then going for junk food, you're just dumping a whole bunch of sugar into your system.
Sabotaging everything right there. Yeah.
Number three, our favorite.
Oh, yeah. You don't lift weights.
I love my weights.
Oh, yeah.
Pick them up, pick them down.
I pick things up, I put them down. Yeah. I love the cardio fiends who are like, oh, I do cardio.
Why are you fat?
Like, damn, I was going to be like a little bit more gentler.
Sorry, my filter's gone. Yeah, I have no filter.
So the thing with weight training is because your body is building muscle, it needs so much more energy.
Yes.
And its muscle is metabolically active. Mm-hmm. So the more muscle you have, the more calories you burn, which is why I laughed at the 1,668 calories that my, you know, estimated daily energy expenditure was. Like, I'm like, oh man, I would die.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how many calories I eat. Like,
yeah, that's a little.
You know, so the more muscle mass you have, the more active you're actively burning calories and burning fat is, you know, at rest.
And that's and that's like a CrossFit workout is burning calories. Like a normal workout, somebody goes to the gym and, you know, and does some cardio. Arm curls and cardio and things, they're gonna burn for that length of time that they're there.
Once they stop, it's done.
You go to a high intensity workout, it could burn calories a lot of times up to like 36 to 48 hours afterwards.
That's crazy.
Right? So that's the key right there. Right, there's where your metabolism is fired right up and going, and people don't realize that.
Well, and then you get, say, you know, you're obsessive runners. And I love to run, and it's fun. I like running. You know, enjoy it. But, you know, if you're doing that constantly, you're doing so at the expense of your muscle mass. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that car, so you might be, you know, running for, say, if you're training for a marathon, you're running for 2.5-3 hours at a time. But your body gets really efficient.
Down.
But your body, you get really efficient at it. But your body's also catabolizing itself, so it's actually consuming muscle. So metabolically speaking, you're not as efficient
And a lot of times, runners don't eat what they need to eat.
Their energy expenditure is huge.
It's carb day, so we're gonna have a spaghetti dinner before my race.
Oh gosh,
it doesn't work. Like, Jesus. Mm.
Lifting weights is the key, man.
So don't run.
Don't run.
Or no, run to the weights. Run to the squat rack.
Run to the weights. Yeah, run in between.
Get out of the squat rack. Yeah. That's my squat rack. Run to the squat rack. There you go. There,
just don't do arm curls in my squat rack.
Sometimes I do that just to bug you. You don't get enough sleep. I think that's a big one. So the last episode we talked about food before bed. So, you know, I think we don't understand. I think we don't fully understand the value of sleep, but we also don't prioritize it.
No, I think a lot of people just put it on the back burner. Thinking,
I'll sleep when I'm dead. Yeah, well, right. You're going to be dead pretty soon at that rate. So.
Right, but yeah, we need sleep. I love my sleep. Sleep is when the magic happens. Like, that's when your body recovers and does all the major work on itself.
Yeah, so you need to create some healthy sleep habits, like, you know.
I love my sleep. Like, good God. Like, I couldn't imagine not having a good sleep. Like, Jesus.
I was just looking like, huh?
But it's funny because when you were in your 20s, you thought, oh, I'm invincible. I can do all kinds of stuff. And no, sleep wasn't that important.
I
still
like
my sleep.
Like, I think even then, because I was a professional athlete, I knew I needed my recovery. I needed that sleep all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, and I fought all the time, and I thought, yeah, I need my sleep. I did a couple times when I was 19, 20, that, we can party, you don't need sleep and everything. And you felt like a bag of crap the next day. It's like, gee, I
can't. And even a couple days after.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, and now, like, you have one late night now, and I'm like, oh my, I'm screwed up for 2 days.
Oh,
like, it's like, geez, it's like, you know, here we are, like, we're out partying tonight, you know, like, God, and we're done at 10 o'clock. Like,
yep.
Oh, man, that'll be a late night.
We got to go to bed by 11. Like,
yep.
You sit all day. North Americans, in fact, most people
Western society have
a very sedentary lifestyle. Yep. So the more you sit,
the bigger your ass.
Well, when I'm working, I am sitting a lot.
And it sucks. I mean, a lot of our jobs are very, not active. Yep. So, I mean, the more you just need to find ways to add energy expenditure to your day. So walking and all that stuff. But, you sit in the car to go to work, you drive, you're at a job.
Some people have a day that they're driving around, like, say, a police officer driving around a cruiser all day.
Yeah.
You know, a truck driver.
There's a lot of jobs where, it's very sedentary. Or if you're retired and you sit in a read a good book, and next thing you know, you've spent like 8 hours on the couch. I mean,
I've been doing a crossword puzzle for the last 6 hours. Well, holy shit.
No, I give up after 20 minutes, especially those New York Times.
If it takes me 6 hours to do a crossword puzzle, I'm screwed. Like,
Oh, no. But you get into a good book.
Got to have a nap.
Or you sitting all day, the less, because you're not.
Yeah.
Active and not burning just calories just from doing stuff like cleaning the house or gardening. I don't consider that exercise. Don't get me wrong. This is not exercise, but it's just daily activity. Like, you're walking the dog and you're walking up to the mailbox. And
the more active you are, the better.
You are, the better metabolism.
Your body's meant to be moving. Yeah. It's not to be sitting around.
No.
Like,
you don't eat enough protein.
There's the big one.
This connects back to the whole fasting thing. Fasting works if you're prioritizing protein.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're going to have a pork chop for breakfast after your fast.
And remember, I tested this a long time ago. We did that test. I did fasting and
we should try it again.
Yeah. I should do another test with it just to make sure. But I mean, yeah, it worked.
It works. Yeah. But you have to prioritize
protein. Well, for men, I think more.
Men for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. But
prioritize the protein. If you're having that protein that you need, your protein needs are, there, then fasting will work. If they're not, then you're not going to see results. And that's where people start bitching and complaining. I'm not seeing any results. Because you're not...
You're such a valid girl. Yeah,
you're not prioritizing your
whiny bitch voice.
Yeah. And I think that's why I can wait till lunchtime, because I'm having bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
And then that's holding me over. We found out
a long time ago during races, everybody said you got a carb load and everything.
Oh, gosh,
we prioritized protein before our races, and it was a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our races were so much better. My running, I never ran out of gas.
Carbs would work after the actual.
Oh, yeah. And your body is, your muscles are much more receptive to carbohydrates after a hard workout.
Yeah.
But this is why. So, like, our lunch, our dinner is at 12:15, 12:30, and so we have, usually it's dinner. So it's like
what would meat, be a veggie, meal?
Like a normal, like a dinner meal. And I mean, that's why we can go until we're getting hungry, like 8:30. I'm like,
8:30,
okay, people need to get out of the gym because I want to go home and eat.
I start chewing on my fingers.
Not on your ankle.
Not on your ankle. No. So, but because we've had that 8-hour gap from lunch till dinner because we're going all day.
Yeah.
You know, but because we have such a protein rich meal with veggies and all that good stuff,
it makes it,
you know, it's like, so we can go that time. Yeah. You know, like so.
Our go-to meal for our races is scrambled eggs, avocado, tomatoes,
bacon,
bacon,
oh, bacon,
meat candy,
Mm-hmm. That's right. My dad calls it the duct tape of the kitchen.
I would wrap that shit around everything.
And finally, you don't manage stress.
That's a big one.
Yeah. That's a huge one because we live in this very. Like, we're very primal. We forget that we are primal. It's either fight or flight. But we can't. Yeah. We live in this constant, you know, flight. Like, we're like, there's something predatory in our, you know, all around us all the time. So, if you're not managing stress, whether it's through exercise, eating healthy, yoga, meditation, whatever it is you need, sleep, you know, hobbies.
Well, and you find a lot of people that are really, really stressed don't have good sleep. That's
Don't have good eating habits, and like, because the list goes on. Like, you can live in a high, you can have a high stress job, but still have a managed to decompress. And so managing, like, because that cortisol,
makes it
fat gainer big time, huge. You know, because your body just isn't processing it. Like, you're supposed to have that moment of fear and then that moment of release. And we don't have that in our society anymore. So,
and that's why the gym is so great, because you can have that and we get to the gym and boom, knocked that out. And
Like,
I can relax.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where you turn your brain off, right?
That's
just And then you go through and you just do what you got to do to kind of get through it.
Get that done.
And then it feels such almost like a high.
Yeah.
Oh,
It's like you feel so much better.
Huge. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, and this, you know, and also women in their perimenopausal or menopausal phase think, it's
a word. I don't know if I can remember that word. Perimenopausal. Like, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Welcome to our world.
I'm there now.
We're there. We've been there for a long time. But women in particular think that phase of their life is a cause for weight gain, but it's all these things. Like, you're not eating enough.
It's everything adding up.
You're not sleeping enough. Yeah. You're not weight training. You're not prioritizing your sleep. It's got nothing to do with your hormones. It's got everything to do with your habits.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure. And, you know, and then you have doctors saying that, no, don't do this. Don't do that. You know,
get a new doctor.
Get a new doctor. You know what? You know, ask your doctor if getting off your ass is right for you. You know,
there's and put down don't the even cookie. Get off
no, their and, ass and I think, well,
that's put down the cookie. Right.
Put down the cookie. Drop that cookie. Back away from the cookie. Put down the
cookie. Have a protein shake.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to finish our wine and have some junk food, because once in a while you need to do that. That's how we're managing stress today.
Drink my chili tits. All right. There we go. Oh, gosh.
I'm going to have to put an E on this one. E for explicit because of Greg. There you go. Another episode of Keeping It Real with Nairi and Fiona.
It's not that bad. Come on.